Hallelujah. Giving honor, praise the Lord, to our final, praise the Lord. Our final, praise the Lord. The American Bishop, Bishop Evan Marbury. Let's give my hand clap. A praise, praise the Lord. Giving honor, praise the Lord, to the co-final, praise the Lord. The co-final. And the general overseer, praise the Lord, of the Church of Jesus Christ has a prayer. And in my bearer, let's give a hand. Praise.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Give it honor, praise the Lord, to the prophetess. Give it honor to the missionary, the mothers. Praise the Lord. The sisters of digging the digginess. I'm musician, praise the Lord. Give it honor to our guests tonight, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All our guests, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. At this time, praise the Lord. And so that everybody stand, praise the Lord, all over the building. Hallelujah. Truly, praise the Lord. And give me honor, praise the Lord. And then give me privilege tonight, praise the Lord, to introduce, praise the Lord, and present to others, praise the Lord, a man of God, praise the Lord, that God is using, praise the Lord, that this last and evil day, praise the Lord. Put your hand together, praise the Lord. For Ella, Vince McKinley, give my hand clap of praise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Jesus. We bless the name of the Lord. Amen. The Lord is worthy. Yes, Jesus. Saints, I'm not in church, amen, to have it my way. But I came to obey what thus saith the Lord. Because I can't see for myself. I need God to see for me. And you can't see on your own either. But you need God. You need God. God. Bless you, Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Yes, Jesus. Amen. The Lord spoke unto me last night. Bless you. Yes, Jesus. The Bible says, quench not the spirit. Amen. You may have your seats if you can. But I don't want to quench the spirit. I'm here to be cleansed. I'm here to do the work of the Lord. Whether it seems to hurt in a few places or not. But our God is a God who can do anything but fail. If I utilize my limbs for the Lord, the Master, the King, the Creator of all things, He is a God that can healeth thee from all disease. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm going to go, amen, to the book, amen, of Isaiah, the 43rd chapter. Amen. And I trust, amen, that the musicians will be led by God. Amen. How many thank God for our musicians? Amen. Amen. Minister Ward, the young brother here, was playing some strings this past Tuesday night. Amen. Bless you. Amen. Amen. And Brother Whitehead, thank God for you. Natural born leader and one who can lead and train others to become leaders. And now God is going to use them in the house of the Lord. God bless you, sir. Yes, God bless you. Amen. Give honor to the Lord. Amen. Everyone in their respective places, God bless you, Pastor. Amen. Everyone. Amen. Amen. When you have the book of Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, say amen. The Bible says, but now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, For I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Third verse, for I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I'm going to be the one that saved you. I gave Egypt for thy ransom. Ethiopia, Seba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee and people for thy life, your life. Take someone else's life that your life may be saved. He said, fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Everyone, even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. Bring forth the blind people that they may have eyes, and the deaf that have ears. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes. The blind people that got eyes. You got eyes, but you can't see. Bring them into the house of the Lord that I may heal of thee, and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together, everybody. And let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witness that they may be justified, or let them hear and say it is truth. Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me was no God form, neither shall there be after me. I am the Lord, and besides me, there is no Savior, nobody. Thus saith the Lord that created you. There ain't no other God. Nobody that can heal you like I can heal you. The doctors can put their hands on you, but they can heal you temporarily. But even with the temporary healing, I even gave that to them. Without me, there is no power. There is no majesty. There is no law. There is no breath. Without me, there is nothing. Thus saith the Lord, there's no other creator but me. I was the first to work. I was the first to give a job, as Adam in the Garden of Eden. I was the first to give someone pay for the job. I was also the first to fire somebody for not doing the job. Help me, Holy Ghost. God, thus saith the Lord, that healeth and created thee for the use of him, meet for the master's use. No other God. Besides me, it ain't nobody else. Ask the man that questioned me, that I had to sit down for a moment and ask him a few questions. Where was you, amen, when I created the heavens, when I brought the trees forth from the ground, when I told the grass, when I told the water, get thee forth from me, that the dry land may appear. Where was you when I formed thee? Where were you when I caused the mist from the ground? When I told Noah, look, witness to my people that there's going to be a rain from the heavens. I'm the first to see the first. The first to see the end. Count me not in the ending as you. You are flesh. I am spirit. God in me. I'm the life that was in John. That was the light of men. He was not that light, but in him the life was the light of man. Thus saith the Lord. And my people I have today even as the book of Hebrews, the 4th chapter, I still have a remnant of people that's going to serve me. See, because of the disobedience of others, I gave them the word, but they heard me not. They had ears. Bring me them that have ears that cannot hear. Bring me them that have eyes but cannot see. Bring them into the house of the Lord where I can teach them, where I can feed them, when I can use them, when they can be operating in the spirit of me, the Lord God. Where were you at when I said, let the fish bring forth the fish of the seas, the omnipotent God that we serve, the one that can be in every place at the same time. Simultaneously means everywhere at the same time. He don't have to click his feet together and disappear. He's already there. He's at your house right now. Been there last night too. And the week before. And so on and so forth. God could not be God if he wasn't at your house 24 hours. And besides 24 hours, there's none other hours. That covers an entire day. Who are you? I am God. It ain't nobody else but me. Remember, I am the God. I am first and the last, the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega. Besides me, there's no other God. Job even testified and said and saw for himself. Amen, that you are a God who can do everything. You cannot fail. The only thing you can't do is lie, and you can't die either. You came forth in the form of me and you.
Yeah, yeah.
In order to die. But I am perfect. Yes, the Lord is.
Yes,
the Lord God is perfect. God said, if it be God, then yes. But if you say no, then I can't. Now Saul had eyes, but he could not see. Saul had ears, but he couldn't hear. David was the apple of God's eye.
Yes, he was.
But even David, who had a perfect heart, still sinned against God and caused, amen, the hand of God to be against him in bringing forth and building the temple of God. David was still a son of God. He was still a child of the king, still the son of God, still an honorable vessel. But David made a mistake. Okay, I gave you Saul, who died into the lake and will spend eternity in the lake of fire.
Amen.
Not David. Now, I gave you, amen, the answer to both the good and the evil. God said in James, be not a respect of person. How is God going to tell me and you not to have respect of persons when he can't tell, amen, David, who was so good and who even God complimented and said, David has a perfect heart. He's after me. He's the apple of my eye. But I had to tell David no. That baby ain't going to live, David. So, most definitely no. The king, everything's taken from you, Saul. Everything. There's no more hope for you. If God says there's no more hope, can't nothing, nobody save thee.
Nobody.
You can bring up the witch, the demonics, the demonic demons, the evil spirits, the sorcerers. You can go forth from henceforth to the other end of the earth. But there's nothing that can come against the hand of God that shall be able to defeat him. Ask Satan himself. God, Jesus said that I beheld Satan fall from heaven as lightning. I see everything, thus saith the Lord. Paul, before he was Paul, he was Saul. Persecuting the saints of God, the people for God. Persecuting them. But for the work he had for Paul, for Saul becoming Paul, he cannot operate, amen, in the state that he was in. Even so much as changing his name. He cannot operate in it unless there become a change. Unless there become a change. A change of heart. A change of spirit. There's spirits in this land today that have no respect for persons. They don't care about who you are. I don't care if you drive the best car. And that don't mean nothing anyway. That's just a plus. But let's talk about the spirit. Because he said, what good is there for a man to gain the whole wide world, but you in the end, you lose your very soul. You ain't going nowhere. Not by the Lamborghini. Not in the best built space shuttle. You can't make it to heaven. You want to bet? Ask the people that built the Tower of Babel. God had to come down. There were some smart gentlemen, smart people. God had to come and stop them. Oh, there was knowledge back then. Don't think you're the smartest thing on earth. You ain't the first one, okay? I got 10,000 other ones just like you. And if he told Vestai that I got somebody that's better, so not only he got other ones, 10,000 just like you, but he got 10,000 other ones better than you. Help me, Lord. God said this. God is God. Besides me, there is none other. God. God said that. He wants to help his people. The whippings, the chastening, it don't feel too good. The hard sayings, it don't feel too good. But having the wisdom of God to know that, hey, look, this rebuke, this chastisement, amen, is going to help me. Just let me bear, amen, it just a little while longer. Help me, God. He said, if it be God, then yes. But if you say no, then I can't. You want to know what he mean when he said I can't? The same God that said I can do all things, is there anything too hard for God? That covers everything. In the outer space, all these other planets, the universe, it covers everything. But God said, you can tie my hands. Saul tied his hands. For the very present moment, David tied his hands. Tied his hands. Saul, before he became Paul, tied his hands for the moment. He tied his hands. Stop right there. He had eyes, but he couldn't see for the moment. Now remember, now God is in charge of everything. God can do it, man. He can step in the middle of any service and say, okay, I got it. God said that. There's no other God besides me. Besides me, there's no God. Them doctors that heal you in the hospitals, they can't do it without me. You're going to depend on them doctors. Luke was a physician too. But you know what? Luke followed the wisdom. God used, amen, the smarts that he rendered unto Christ himself, that he may write some the scriptures in the Bible. Use them for the moment. Not being an apostle, but he used them for a moment. As Cornelius. Cornelius being, amen, a Gentile. Someone, amen, who was not a part of the chosen. But because of his righteous works, because of him yielding unto the wisdom of God, God said, I saw and I heard thy prayers and I've taken thy prayers up for a memorial. Every year at this time, I will remember thee. You can tie my hands, though. He said, if you say no, then I can. Deuteronomy 28th chapter. Read it. You read it. You go home and you look at what God can do if you, amen, bless him. The way he ought to be blessed. If you obey him. Help me, Lord. I wasn't always obedient and still at times. God, forgive me. Deuteronomy 28. Said it shall come to pass. And if you shall hearken diligently. Diligently. Unto the words that I say unto you. Then he begins to tell you. Whatever, all the things that you can have from him. But you can tie the hands of God. You can tie the hands of God. When there's service. Listen to me. When there's service and you're not there to take in the teachings from the service, you just tied the hands of God. Now, wait a minute. Now, I know God said he promised you, amen, that nice, amen, pair, amen, of Stacy Adams shoes that you had no money for, that I had no money for. He promised me that to give it to me on a certain day. But because of my disobedience, I tied the hands of God for a season. I can tie the hands of God. God said in the book of Revelations, he told you in the last book, so that you won't forget this. Before you close the very hard page of the book, he reminded you. Now look here now. Now I'm Alpha and I'm the Omega. I'm the first, the last, the beginning, and the end. Now look, now, if you want to be holy, after all the stuff that I told you, go ahead and be holy still. That's good. But if you want to be filthy, you go ahead and be filthy still. Why? Because I have already given you the commandments from the Lord. I have already given you statutes, amen, from heaven, that you might abide by, that you shall, amen, in order to obtain the blessings from God that will last. Got to make it into the service. I can't afford to miss service. Now, God is a helper of them who help themselves. He honors them who are trying. He honors them. Be encouraged. Amen. Without walking into the gates, you don't have opportunity to give him thanks. You can give him thanks out there, but how am I going to be giving him thanks all this time and I come into these gates when I feel like it? In order to obtain the spiritual health that along with going to bless the natural health, you've got to keep coming into those gates, giving him thanks, into his courts, and give him a praise. Then we can see the hand of God. But without the entering into the gates, you can't enter into those gates, into that holy city that is awake for us. When Jesus breaks back through the clouds, there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but that way is going to lead us straight to destruction. God help me. I can't afford to be left out. I heard a man of God say, don't count me out. He said, don't count me out. Don't count me out. And I say this to the Lord as well. Don't count me out. And if I had not have come into the doors of the gates to hear that wise saying, don't count me out, I would have never known. There's so many things that's going on in this world, in this life, that has come to hinder you. That's its only job. Children, I want you to hear me. Just because you're wrapped up in mommy's arms, the devil has no respect for that. He don't care about that. You see children getting run over by cars, elephants over there in Africa trampling over it. So nature ain't got a mind. Okay, well, hold on. There's some children there. So what? The devil don't care about nobody's soul. But if I would only obey, God help me to obey. God, if it be some time, God, don't count me out. God, but help me. Pull me in. I want to see your glory. I want to become righteous. Pull me in, God. Pull me into you. I need you, God. I can't make it without you. I need the hand of God. I need you to stretch forth your hands and you give me the word to speak so that I may not be concerned about what I must say in that very hour. I got to trust God, and God's going to give me the word to say in that very hour. God will. God will. God will. I need you. You need me. Lord, help me. Help me, Jesus. The devil's no respect of persons. God has already given you and I some instructions. He gave us what the devil's going to do. He said he's not going to hold you ignorant to the devices of Satan. He ain't going to let you be without the knowledge. The knowledge sits right there. When God spreads a table, that table is designed to feed everybody, even the sucklings. John the Baptist was born with the Holy Ghost. He was born with the Holy Ghost. We've got to tarry and receive the Holy Ghost. He was for a purpose, to walk before the Creator came in the flesh and walked, so that he can prepare the way. Sing songs, beautiful. Play the organs, beautiful. Oh boy, that's nice, lovely sound. But Satan played beautifully too, and got his tail kicked out of heaven. Quick, it was a beautiful angel. Tell you, beauty don't mean too much to God. Believe that. I heard a man say, ask me how I know. Oh God, I know now. But you know what? God is not only a God that takes away, but he's a God that gives back. See, the obedient ones, the ones he gonna have mercy on, they gonna get it right back. You keep coming through them doors, you gonna get it right back, right back. You gonna get the talent right back. You gonna get your anointing right back.
dedication right back. You will get it right back. Right back. God said, forgive him how many times? 70 times 7. What that mean? Keep on forgiving him. I'm going to keep on. Let me be the judge. I'm the one who take down. Put up another. Ain't nobody from the east and from the west and from the south going to be able to do nothing with your situation. But it's the God of Israel. It's the God, the creator of all things, that's going to give you that very thing right back into your hand. Now lift your hands and receive it right back.
We are in hopes that you enjoyed our elders' message today and were truly blessed. If you would like a copy of today's message, please call 337-238-0314 or visit our website at www.churchofjesuschristhop.org. Praise be to God, to our co-founder, Pastor Annie Mulberry. Be blessed in Jesus' name until we meet again this same time next week.
Is KAYT Gina Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1 KAYT. Praising the Lord.
You just tuned in to the outreach ministries.